Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们早安。
So as you can hear, my voice is not doing so well.
大家能听见我的声音好像不是很好。
I went to England for a week for work.
我去英国出差了一周。
And I must have carried some kind of bug with me back.
我一定是带了什么样的病毒回来。
So let us pray first as we start.
我们在开始之前有点祷告。
Lord, we offer up this message into your hands.
主啊，我们把这个信息交在你的手中。
Lord, we truly ask that you may speak to us through these words.
主啊，我们实在求你借着这些话向我们说话。
Lord, we ask that you teach us how you work.
主啊，我们求你教我们你自己做工的原则。
A lot of times we look upon ourselves.
主要有的时候我们注意自己
and we don't really care about what you care about.
主要我们并不是在乎你所在乎的
Lord, through this message, may you help us to learn.
主要愿你借着这个信息教导我们
to learn more about you.
把你自己教导我们
and so that we may have more rest in you.
主要这样我们就可以更多的来认识你。
Lord, help us and open up our hearts and our ears.
主啊，愿你打开我们的心和我们的耳朵。
And we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。Amen.
If you would, can you please turn the Bible or read the screen to chapter 1 Samuel chapter 27.
如果大家可以的话，请大家翻到或者是我们在这个 screen 上打出来，撒母耳记二十七章。
It's actually a short chapter.
其实这是一个并不太长的一章。
And we're going to read all the way to chapter 28, verse 2.
我们要从二十七章一直读到二十八章的第二节。
So if you have the Bible, please turn to it.
如果你有圣经的话，请你打开。
That's my PowerPoint. My PowerPoint doesn't have the verses.
这个是我预备的 slides. 我这个上面没有经文。
So if you can, please turn to with me to your Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 27.
如果可以的话，就请大家翻到撒母耳记上二十七章。
Let's read in English and in Chinese all together.
让我们中英文我们可以一起来读。
Okay, 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3.
Then David said in his heart, Now I shall perish one day by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul would despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel, and I shall escape out of his hand. So David arose and went over, he and the 600 men who were with him, to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath.And David lived with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, and David with his two wives, Ahinoam and Jezreel and Abigail of Carmel, Nabal's widow. And when it was told Saul that David had fled to Gath, he had no longer sought him. Then David said to Achish, If I have found favor in your eyes, let a place be given me in one of the country towns.That I may dwell there. For why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? So that day Achish gave him Ziklag. Therefore, Ziklag has belonged to the king of Judah to this day. And the number of the days that David lived in the country of the Philistines was 1 year and 4 months. Now David and his men went up and made raid against the Jeshurites, the Gerzites, and the Amalekites.For those were the inhabitants of the land from old, as far as Shur to the land of Egypt. And David would strike land and would leave neither man nor woman alive, but would take away the sheep, the oxen, the donkeys, the camels, and the garments, and came back to Achish. When Achish asked, Where have you made raid today? David would say, Against the Negeb of Judah, or against the Negeb of the Jeremites or against the Negeb of the Kenites. And David would leave neither man nor woman alive to bring news to Gath, thinking, lest they should tell about us and say, so David has done. Such was his custom all while he lived in the country of the Philistines. And Achish trusted David, thinking, he has made himself an utter stench to his people Israel. Therefore, he shall always be my servant. In chapter 28, verses 1 and 2, in those days the Philistine gathered their forces to war to fight against Israel, and Achish said to David, understand that you and your men are to go out with me in the army. David said to Achish, very well, you shall know that your servant can do. And Achish said to David, very well, I will make you my bodyguard for life. So today's message, the title,
对今天信息的题目
is God's work in the lows.
是神在低谷中的工作。
God's work in the lows.
神在低谷中的工作。
You know, when we come to chapter 27 of 1 Samuel,
当我们看到撒母耳记上二十七章的时候，
this has been 12 chapters since David was anointed as the king of Israel back in chapter 16.
这距离在撒母耳记上十六章已经大概有十二年的时间，当那个时候大卫他被高受高为王。
No, 12 chapters.
哦，已经有十二，距离有十二章远了。
Yeah, so there are many years passed.
哦，已经有很多年过去了。
And in between all of this time,
在过去的这一段时间里面，
You can see that David tried his best to love our God.
你可以看到大卫是何等的倾其全心，他要来爱神。
He tried his best to obey what God wanted him to do.
他尽自己的全力，他要来顺服神在他身上的这个引领。
Against his enemy Saul's constant pursuance.
他在不断的来对抗这些仇敌对他的。
He constantly obeyed God's command.
他不断地在顺服神的命令。
He respected Saul as the anointed one from God.
他也存一颗敬畏的心，他看到扫罗是神所受高的那一位。
There are many times where he could have killed Saul very easily.
我们知道他有很多的机会啊，他可以轻而易举的就把扫罗干掉。
As a matter of fact, just right before chapter 27 in 26,
我们知道就在26章和27章前面一点点，
He spared Saul's life for the second time.
他又第二次的放过了扫罗的生命。
So think about this.
我们来想一想。
Put yourself into David's shoes.
我们把自己放在大卫的那个位置想一想。
If you are a person that tries to obey God's command,
如果你是一个尽心遵守神诫命的人，
you don't just come to Sunday to worship God.
你不是只是周日来这里敬拜神而已。
You try to follow God's will throughout the week.
你整个一周啊，你都想要全心的去遵行神的旨意。
At work,
不论在工作的地方，
at home,
在家里面，
in front of your children,
在你的孩子面前，
towards brothers and sisters,
在弟兄姐妹们的面前，
even towards your enemies,
甚至在你朋友的面前，
you're trying to show loving kindness,
你在试图活出这个爱和美善的生命，
you're trying to follow what God wants you to do,
你要遵行神所要让你做的，
but yet for some reason,
但是不知道为什么，
your pain, the pain in your life doesn't stop,
但是你生活当中的苦难却好像没有停下来。
Your life doesn't give you a break.
好像你的生命一直接连不断的困难。
It just keeps on happening. Difficulty just keeps on coming back to you over and over again.
好像难处就在不断的接踵而至。
You know, in logical Christian thinking,
我们知道啊，如果按照我们一个正常的基督徒的逻辑来说，
A lot of times our teaching is that if you follow God's will, God will bless you, right?
我们知道说这样的教导是说，好像当你顺服的神的时候，祝福就要随着你来了。
You know, as you seek out the Lord more and more, rest and peace should come.
当你不断地寻求神的时候，好像那个安息就要随着你来了。
But a lot of times in your life and in my life, you'll find that it's not true.
但是你发现，有的时候在你的生命中，在我的生命当中，事实上并不是这样的。
A lot of times in our lives, we struggle.
在我们的生命当中，我们有很多的挣扎。
We ask God why.
我们问神为什么。
I'm trying.
我已经努力了呀。
I'm following you.
我在跟随你啊。
Why is it that you cannot take away the pain?
为什么你还不把我的难处挪去呢？
Where are you?
主啊，你在哪儿？
And then finally, you give up, right?
那可能到最后，我们或许会放弃。
You know, let's ask ourselves this difficult question.
我们真的是，这是一个很难回答的问题。
If God doesn't answer you,
如果神不回答你的话，
Will you continue to follow him?
你还会继续跟随他吗？
Remember, David, this is not just a few months or a few years of pain.
我们想想大卫他所经历的，不是几个月，也不是只有仅仅几年的苦难。
Some Bible scholars said at least 14 years have passed.
有些圣经的学者说，这大概至少有14年的时间。
Up to this point, 14 years have passed.
到他受膏为王到现在，大概可能已经有14年过去了。
If you are in constant pain for 14 years,
如果你在持续不断的14年当中一直有这样的苦痛，
and you constantly searched after God,
而且你也不断的在寻求主，
but God did not take the pain away,
可是主也没有把这样的困难挪去。
I ask myself,
我问我自己，
would I continue to follow God?
我还会跟随神吗？
You know, when we come to chapter 27,
当我们读到27章的时候，
we see a dramatic action taken by David.
我们看到大卫他有一个非常戏剧性的行动。
You know, this action is something that a lot of Bible scholars described as a dark time of David's life.
很多的圣经学者说，这是在大卫的人生当中最黑暗的一段时间。
Here, it looks like after 14 years, David did not want to wait anymore.
我们看到好像14年过去了，大卫他自己决定了，他不要再等了。
This is a very real passage in the Bible.
这是在圣经里面非常真实的一段经文。
That a lot of times we can relate to.
有的时候我们觉得跟我们真的让我们觉得非常的与我们相关。
There are some lessons that we can learn from this passage.
在这段经文里面有很多我们可以学习的功课。
You know, and more importantly, it allows us to see how God works.
但是最重要的是让我们看到神他做工的法则。
So let us take a look verse by verse and see what God can tell us.
我们一节一节来看主要对我们说什么。
Verse 1.
第一节。
It says, Then David said in his heart, Now I should perish one day by the hand of Saul. There's nothing better for me than that I should escape to the land of the Philistines. Then Saul will despair of seeking me any longer within the borders of Israel.And I shall escape out of his hand.
第一节，大卫心里说：“必有一日，我死在扫罗手中，不如逃奔非利士地去。扫罗见我不在以色列的境内，就必绝望，不再寻索我。这样，我可以脱离他的手。”
So if we go to first verse one, PowerPoint, point number one, this is a wrong decision that David made in the time of despair.
我们可以看到大卫在绝望的时候，他做出来了一个不是很明智的决定。
Okay, this is a wrong decision that he made.
这是他做出了一个错误的决定。
But he made it out of despair.
但是他是出于绝望才做出了这样的决定。
Today, I've given the title, God's Work in the Lows.
今天我起的题目是神在低谷当中的工作。
This is the low point of David's life.
我们可以看到这正是在大卫他人生的低谷当中。
You know, this verse begins with then.
我们知道这一句话它从那时开始。
We don't know how much time passed between chapter 26 and 27.
我们不知道第二十六章和二十七章之间究竟隔了多久的时间。
Some Bible scholars said just a few months.
有的圣经学者说或许几个月。
Some Bible scholars said a few years.
有的说或许几年。
But at this point, just in verse 1,
但是就在这个时候，就在第一节里面，
you can see David could not deal with the pressure anymore.
我们可以看到大卫他已经不能再继续承受这种压力了。
You can see that, you can sense that Saul continued to pursue him.
我们能够感受到，这个扫罗在不断地去要追杀大卫。
In chapter 26, you can see David spared Saul's life again.
我们在第二十六章看到大卫又是再次的去放走了扫罗的生命。
And you can see Saul responded with kind words.
我们也可以看到扫罗他是用何等恩慈的言语来回应大卫。
But from here in chapter 27, you can see Saul continue to pursue David.
但是在二十七章，我们看到扫罗又再次的去要追杀大卫。
And David was so afraid that if he continued to stay in the land of Israel, he will surely die.
所以大卫他很有确据，他觉得如果我再留在以色列地，我必死无疑。
Notice how he said it.
我们注意一下他怎么说的。
He said, "There is nothing better for me that I should escape to the land of Philistines."
他说没有比这个更好的了，我要逃到腓力士地去。
There is nothing better for me.
已经没有比这个对我更好的了。
What does this mean?
这是什么意思？
You know, there's nothing better for me means he has thought through a lot of ways to solve this.
没有比这个更好的，已经代表大卫他已经彻尽这个绞尽脑汁想到了所有解决的办法，但是没有比这个更好的。
Throughout all these years of fleeing from Saul,
这么多年他不断的在逃离扫罗。
He must have asked God many, many times, God, how will this be solved?
他一定问过主，主啊。这么多年逃亡的生活最终会如何结束呢？
He must have sought a lot of different ways to try to get out of this pain. No one likes to stay in pain. No one.
没有人喜欢一直在这样的痛苦当中。他一定不断地再去问神，我究竟如何能够脱离这样的痛苦。
He followed God. He honored God.
他跟随神，他尊敬神。
He was faithful to God and Saul.
他也对不论是对神还是对扫罗，他都非常忠心。
He was also faithful to the people of Israel.
他对以色列的百姓也何等的有忠心。
What else, God, can I do better?
主啊，我还怎么样能做得更好呢？
What else can I do?
我还能做什么呢？
What is going on here?
到底是怎么回事？
So finally, he broke.
所以他实在他已经崩溃了。
He said to himself,
他对他自己说，
There is nothing better for me than to escape to the land of Philistines.
说没有比这个更好的，我不如要逃奔到腓力士地去。
Don't think this is an easy choice for him.
不要觉得这对于他来说是一个很容易的决定。
Remember, he knows who he is.
记得，大家都记得，他知道他自己是谁。
He was anointed to be the king of Israel.
他已经被受膏成为以色列的王。
He loved the Israelites.
他实在是爱以色列的人。
He loved the land of Israel.
他也爱以色列这块土地。
Now he is deciding to go to a foreign land.
但他今天居然决定他要去外邦人的地。
To the enemy's land.
要去到敌人所在的地方。
And he says, "There's nothing better for me than to do this."
他说，对我来说，没有比去到那个地方更好的。
How discouraged must he be?
这他，我想他心里面一定是何等的沮丧。
This was a dark, dark time in his life.
这是他人生当中一段非常非常黑暗的时候。
So he thought of a way to escape.
所以他想到了，他要逃。
That he it can this way can save him from Saul.
这样可以使得他不用被扫罗所杀。
Brothers and sisters, at this point, I'm not going to condemn David.
弟兄姐妹们，我不是要在这里来定罪大卫。
There are a lot of sermons that I try to listen to about this passage.
这段关于这段经文有很多的解释。
And they're saying it correctly. I'm not saying they're wrong.
他们有的说的也对，我也没有想试图来纠正。
They are using David as a negative example.
他们在这里把大卫用成了一个负面的一个榜样。
To encourage us, brothers and sisters, don't be like David.
他们要借着大卫这样负面的例子来警告我们，我们不要像大卫一样。
You need to keep on having faith towards God.
我们要持续地对主有信心。
You know, hey, even in the most discouraging times in your lives,
甚至在我们生命当中，好像最沮丧的时候。
Be careful and don't make any stupid mistakes.
我们要小心，不要做这样愚蠢的决定。
I'm sorry, but today I'm not gonna say that.
对不起，这个不是我今天信息的主题。
You know why?
你知道为什么吗？
Because this is a real story.
因为这是一个真实的故事。
And this happens in our lives.
这也正发生在我们的生命当中。
I'm not gonna turn this into a Christian moral speech.
我不是想要在这里让大家知道一些道德的道理而已。
Okay, because a lot of times, out of desperation, you and I, we do make mistakes.
因为很多的时候，我们出于绝望，我们会做了出于错误的决定。
Would you say in your life that you made more stupid decisions than smart decisions?
你在你的生命当中敢不敢说，我做的错误的决定要远远多于我做的正确的决定？
I will tell you, I made more stupid mistakes than good mistakes and then good decisions.
我确实我也要告诉你，我做的愚蠢的决定比我做出来明智的选择要多的太多。
Especially when you are desperate.
特别是在你毫无指望的时候。
Especially when you are in pain.
特别是在你在痛苦当中的时候。
But I'm not going to defend David either.
但是我在这里，我也不是要为大卫说好话。
I'm not going to say that he did something right.
我也不是要说大卫他做的是一件对的事情。
Because clearly he did something wrong.
因为很明显，他做的是一件错的事情。
He was supposed to be the king of Israel.
他本来是要做以色列的王的。
How he could have chose to escape to any other place?
他可以选择逃到任何一个地方去。
Why did he go to King Achish?
他为什么要去亚基王那里呢
？Why?
为什么
？The Bible didn't tell us why.
圣经没有告诉我们为什么。
But this is a fact.
但是这却是一个事实。
That's right in front of us.
就在我们的眼前。
He made a mistake.
他犯了一个错误。
You know, he disregarded that Gath, the land of Philistines, was the land of the enemies.
他忘记了这个非利士人之地，这个加特的地方是他们敌人所在的地方。
And by the command of God, he should not reside in the land of Philistines for a long time.
按照神的命令，以色列人是不可以在外邦人之地长久居住的。
And later on, as you can see,
那后面我们可以看到
，this stupid mistake will cost him, will put him.And his men in great danger.
我们可以看到，因为这个愚蠢的决定，大卫和跟随他的人，他们都陷入了更困难的一个地方。
It feels like this is a solution.
对于我们来说，好像这是一个解决的办法。
But this will put them in greater danger. Not only about their lives will be put in danger.
让我们看到，不仅仅因着这样的一个决定，使得他们的性命陷入了更深的危险。
But also put his kingship into danger.
更是使他在以色列这个王位陷入了更深的危险。
You know, in our following of God,
当我们在跟随神的时候
，there may be a time where we have done mostly the right things.
我们可能做了很多正确的事情。
And we want to serve the Lord.
我们想要服侍神。
But for some reason,
但是因为一些原因
，trouble just keeps on coming.
困难就是不断的接踵而至。
At that time,
那个时候
，what do you do?
你怎么做呢
？You try to escape pain.
我们可能想要去逃避。
You know, there's last year there's a person, a brothers and a couple that was talking to me.
去年有一对弟兄姐妹来找我。
They came to my house.
他们来我们家。
And expressed how much pain they're in.
向我来表述他们现在正在活在何等的一种苦痛当中。
Something traumatic happened in their lives that they've never experienced before.
他们从来都没有经历的极大的痛苦抓住了他们。
And as they came to us,
当他们来到我们家的时候，
the only thing I can do is pray with them.
我唯一所能做的就是和他们一起祷告。
They love our God so much.
他们是何等爱我们的主。
They served our God with all their hearts so much.
他们全心全意的来服侍我们的主。
But in our house, in the living room, they can only cry and they're speechless.
在我们的客厅里面，他们只能是不住的在那哭泣。
And they told me one story that said there's a sister that went to them and tried to encourage them.
他们跟我说，有一个姐妹到他们那里去，试图想要鼓励他们。
I'm not saying that sister was wrong.
我没有说那个姐妹她做的不对。
But that sister just actually said, "You guys, you should not stop gathering."
那个姐妹只是告诉他们，你不可以停止聚会。
They stopped gathering for a few months already.
他们已经有几个月的时间不来聚会。
But that sister went to them and said, "You are doing something wrong."
但是那个姐妹就直截了当地跟他们说，你们做的是一个不错误的决定。
And you should not stop gathering.
你们不可以停止聚会。
Do you think that helped?
你觉得那个对他会有帮助吗？
Do you think that helped them?
你觉得那个会帮助他们吗？
No, it didn't help them.
没有。
What helped them?
那到底什么可以帮助他们？
It's when we pray together.
而是当我们可以一起祷告的时候。
It's when we bow down in humility.
当我们能够在谦卑当中跪在神的面前的时候。
It's when we come to God together.
当我们一起来到主的面前的时候。
And say, "God, we don't know."
我们说主啊，我们真的不知道。
We can only humble in front of you.
主啊，我们只能够谦卑地到你的面前来。
Please have mercy on us.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Verse 2 to 4.
我们看第二节到第四节。
So David, I'm not going to read everything.
我不再读了。
David and the 600 men went to King Achish.
我们看到大卫和跟随他的600人，他们到了雅基那儿去。
The king of Gath.
这个加特王雅基。
You know, Achish was one of the Philistine kings.
雅基是这个非利士地的其中的一个王。
If you read the Bible, you will see that this solution, this idea, seemed to work.
如果我们读圣经的话，我们会知道，好像大卫想出来这个办法，看起来奏效了。
Verse 4, it said.
第四节说。
Right, that Saul no longer sought after David and his men.
就说到扫罗他不再寻索大卫和他的跟随者了。
Because he heard that David and his men went to Gath.
因为他听到大卫已经逃到了加特。
This plan worked.
这个计划成功了。
It worked quickly.
而且很快的就成功了。
But as I mentioned before,
但是像我之前说的，
this decision will bring David and his men into great difficulties.
但是我们知道，像我刚才所说的一样，这个决定却使他们陷入了更大的困境。
But for now,
但是现在来看，
it worked.
这个计划成功了。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们，
sometimes the things we do to escape pain will work.
有的时候，我们想出来的那个逃离困境的那个办法。好像是可以的。
And it works fast.
而且他们好像很快就可以工作。
But later on, it will come back to bite you.
但是之后他们会回来，再来把你抓住。
When we go to verse 5 to 7,
当我们看第五到第七节的时候，
this plan not only just worked, it worked better than what he thought it to be.
这个计划不仅仅成功了，而且甚至比大卫所想的还要更好。
Okay, You know, Achish, the Philistine king, actually took him in.
亚基非利士的王就接纳了大卫。
And he gave him a land so David and his men could move to the countryside.
所以他把境外城邑的一块地方赐给了大卫和跟随他的人，他们可以搬到那儿去。
This place is called Ziklag.
这个地方叫做喜格拉。
Right. Ziklag was in the countryside.
它是在境外城邑的当一个地方。
Okay, but note something very interesting about this.
我们要注意非常有趣的一点。
Here you can see in the PowerPoint it says.
我们可以在这个 slide 当中看到。
This is an old promise fulfilled in the foreign land.
这是在外邦之地神的一个应许所成就了。
This is a very old promise.
这是一个神过往的一个应许。
This land used to belong to the Israelites.
这个地原本是属于以色列人的。
This land was given to the Israelites by God.
这块地是原本神所赐给以色列人的。
But for some reason, Ziklag at this time it belonged to the Philistines.
但是不知道为什么，希格拉这块地方居然落到了非利士人的手中。
But here, through the request of David,
但是因着大卫这样的请求
，the land was given back to David.
这块地又重新赐给了大卫。
Who belonged? This land belonged to the tribe of Judah.
那这块地原本是属于犹大支派的。
Where did David come from?
大卫是从哪个支派来的
？The tribe of Judah.
正是从犹大支派。
Think about this.
我们来想一想。
Very interesting.
非常非常有意思。
This was a land that's lost by the tribe of Judah.
这本来是犹大支派所失落的一块产业。
Now it's given back to David.
现在却归还到了大卫的手中。
Who eventually will become the king of Judah, right?
那大卫最终他要成为犹大的王，是不是？
Remember when David became king, he did not become king of the entire Israel.
我们记得大卫他一开始做王的时候，他不是整个以色列国的王。
When he became king, he was only king of one tribe.
他只是一个支派的王。
Right, a king of Judah.
就是犹大支派。
Without any fighting.
没有任何的争斗。
Without any struggle.
也没有任何的挣扎。
You know, out of David's stupid mistake.
在大卫他绝望当中做出的错误决定的时候。
King Achish asked him, "What do you want?"
亚基王问他，你想要什么？
And David just asked.Give me a land.
大卫就问，可以给我一块地吗？
Remember, David did not ask for Ziklag.
我们要记得，大卫他没有点名道姓说我就要希格拉。
Right, he didn't.
他没有。
He just said to the king, please give me a piece of land where my people and I can reside.
他只是到王面前说，可不可以给我一块地方，我和跟随我的人可以居住。
But for some reason, the Achish gave him.Ziklag.
但是亚基王却把希格拉这块地方赐给了他们。
Without any fighting, without losing any lives.
没有任何的争斗，没有任何的流血。
He received back what God gave to the tribe of Judah. He got it back.
他竟然得回了一块失落已久的产业。
Isn't that interesting?
这个是不是非常有意思？
And you can see that this is a land in the countryside.
我们可以看到，这个是在非利士地城外的一块地方。
He's some distance away from the king.
他这个离非利士王有一段距离。
And as you can see there, he and his people, they can rest.
他和跟随他的人，他们可以在那里休养生息。
They can prepare.
他们可以预备。
They can do what they want and not under the eyes of the king.
他们可以做他们想做的事情，而并不在王一直的监控之下。
Right. It seems like Ziklag was a land of peace.
好像希格拉成为了一块和平之地。
Between Saul and Achish, there is this land Ziklag where David and his people can find peace.
在扫罗和这个亚基之间有这样一块地方叫希格拉，是大卫他们所安息的地方。
But this will not be for long.
但是这个好景不长。
If you go to verse 8 and 2 through 11,
如果我们看八到十一节，
you know, we see another controversy.
我们看到另外一个很有争议的地方。
While he was at Ziklag,
当他们在希格拉的时候，
he raided the Jeshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites.
大卫他们侵夺了基述人、基色人和亚玛利人。
You know, the Philistines, they were people, they were a group of people that raided their neighbors a lot.
非利士人他们是以侵略他们邻近的国家的地土而有名的。
So David went out and he raided these three groups of people.
那大卫也出去，他侵略了这三个族类的人。
Jeshurites, Girzites, and the Amalekites.
基述人、基色人和亚玛利人。
So, and King Achish will come to David and said, and asked him, who did you raid today?
那亚基王就会来问他，哎，今天你又去侵略了哪块地方呢？
So David here, he will lie.
那大卫就开始撒谎了。
He will lie to King Achish that he said he raided other people.
那这时候大卫就说，哦，我去侵略了哪哪哪地方的人。
He said he raided the Negeb,or Negeb means south, okay? Negeb of Judah, Negeb of Jeremites, or the Negeb of the Kenites.
那他会说，我侵夺了犹大的南边，耶拉灭的南方，还有基尼的南方。
Judah.
犹大。
Jeremites.
耶拉灭。
And Kenites.
还有基尼。
Who are these people?
这些他们是什么人呢？
These are all a part of the 12 tribes of Israel.
这些人其实他们都是以色列十二个支派里面当中的人。
Or the Kenites, they are not part of the 12 tribes, but they were good friends of the 12 tribes.
虽然基尼人他们不是以色列十二个支派里面的人，但是他们却与以色列人是非常好的朋友。
If you read the Israelites' history further, you will see the Kenites helped the Israelites before.
如果我们去读以色列人的历史的话，我们会发现基尼人原来是帮过以色列人的。
So here you can see David actually, you know, raided the Jerushites, the Girzites, the Amalekites, but he told the king he raided the land of Judah. He lied that he raided the friends of Judah.
我们看实际上哈，大卫他侵夺的是基述人、基色人和亚玛利人，但是他却跟亚基王撒谎，说他侵略的是犹大的南边。
And what else did he do that's more controversial?
那他还做了什么是有争议的呢？
In order to cover up his lie, he will kill all of the men of the Jeshurites, the Girzites, and the Amalekites, young and old, so that none of them.Will point out his lies.
为了要遮蔽他自己的谎言，他就把当时的男女老少的基述人、基色人和亚玛利人全都赶尽杀绝，这样没有一个人会像在亚基王的面前说好说歹。
This is very controversial.
这是非常有争议的。
In order to cover up his lies,
为了要遮蔽自己的谎言
he will completely destroy other people.
他会要把人家赶尽杀绝。
You know, it may be difficult for us to understand what's happening here.
可能对于我们来说，我们觉得有点难以接受。
How a man after God's own heart do such a horrible thing?
一个这个神所喜爱的人，他怎么可以做这样的事情呢？
We may even say that this is not something us Christians should do.
我们可能也会说，这不是一个基督徒应该做的事情。
But notice one thing.
但是我们要注意一件事情。
Like I said, this is very controversial.
就像我说的，这是很有争议的。
But God is continuing to do His work in all these controversies.
就在这些所有争议的事情里面，神依旧在做工。
Let's take a look at who are these three groups of people.
让我们来看看这三组人，他们分别是谁。
Who were the Jeshurites?
那些基述人是谁？
Can we go to the next slide? Yep, next slide. There you go. Next slide. Who were the Jeshurites?
这些基述人是谁？
The Jeshurites, if you go to the book of Joshua chapter 13.
如果我们翻到约书亚记的第十三章的话。
Who were they?
他们是谁？
They were the people who the Ephraims were supposed to.They lived in the boundary of the land that God gave to the Israelites.
他们是生活在神所赐给以色列之地的那个边缘。
Who were the Girzites?
那些基色人是谁？
They were the people in Joshua chapter 16 that the Ephraims were supposed to wipe out, but they didn't.
那他们是出现在约书亚记第十六章，本来以法莲的支派应该要把他们赶出去，却没有这样做。
Instead, the Ephraims spared them and saved them to be their slaves.
那以法莲支派留下了他们的生命，留下他们的性命，让他们作为以色列人的奴隶。
And who were the Amalekites?
亚玛利人是谁呢？
The third, next slide. Who were the Amalekites?
亚玛利人是谁？
They were the people that first attacked the Israelites when they exited Egypt.
当以色列人他们出埃及的时候，亚玛利人是第一个攻击他们的。
Right, and they were the ones that God told King Saul to wipe out.
他们是当时神跟扫罗说的很清楚，你要把他们全部杀尽。
But Saul didn't.
但是扫罗没有。
We don't know what David's intention was.
我们不知道大卫他有什么样的意图。
Was it purely because he didn't want to harm the Israelites?
是不是只是他单单的不想要去伤害以色列人？
And he instead turned to attack these Gentiles.
那他转去攻击这些外邦的列祖。
Was it because he knew of this history?
还是因为他知道这段历史？
And that he wanted to attack these Gentiles.
他就决定了要攻击这几个族类的人。
We don't know.
我们不知道。
We don't know why he picked these three Gentiles to attack.
我们不知道为什么他选了这三个族类来攻击他们。
And it's obvious that God didn't want us to know either because the Bible did not describe it.
好像神也没有需要我们知道，因为圣经里面也没有描述。
But what we do know is.
但是我们知道一件事情。
These three groups of people.
这三个族
were the people that God wanted the Israelites to wipe out from a long time ago.
我们知道这三个族类的人是神在很久之前就告诉他们，他们需要把他们赶尽杀绝。
For different kinds of reasons.
因为不同的原因。
These people were not wiped out by the Israelites.
但是这些人没有被从以色列人当中赶尽杀绝。
For reasons that we don't know.
我们不知道的原因。
Through the hand of David,
通过借着大卫的手，
God's will was accomplished.
神的这个旨意完成了。
It's very interesting.
真的非常有意思。
It's not a pretty story.
并不是一个好像很漂亮的故事。
But you can see that God's will be accomplished.
但是我们看到神的旨意必要成就。
When we come to Verse 12 in chapter 28, verse 1 and 2.
当我们到十二节，还有第二十八章的第一节和第二节的时候，
you'll see that David will get into a deeper trouble.
我们看到大卫陷入到了更深的困境里面。
Next slide, please. You know, in verse 12, we see that not only David was planning and calculating what he was doing.
我们看到在第十二节里面，不仅仅大卫自己在心里面打算盘，他要怎么做。
We can also see that King Achish was also making his calculations.
我们看到这个亚基王，他也在打心中的算盘。
Because now King Achish thought that David attacked Judah, David's own people.
因为这个时候亚基王想，大卫他已经攻击了他自己的百姓，就是犹大人。
So his name was destroyed in the Israelites.
那现在，大卫他的名声已经名誉扫地了。
Now David belongs to me.
现在大卫是属于我的了。
Not only David, but David and his 600 men, great warriors, they belong to me.
不光是大卫，还有大卫这位跟随大卫的600个骁勇善战的勇士，全都是归亚基的了。
And in chapter 28, verses 1 through 2, you can see.
在二十八章的第一节和第二节里面，我们可以看到。
The Philistines decided they're going to once again attack Israel.
那非利士人他们准备聚集军旅，要与以色列人打仗。
And now King Achish is asking David whether David will go with him to attack the Israelites.
亚基就问大卫说：“你要不要来跟我一起出征？”
Now what should David do?
现在大卫要怎么做呢？
He can't lie anymore.
他已经不能够再说谎了。
No more hiding.
他也没有地方躲藏了。
There's no more tricks he can do.
也没有任何的这些计谋他可以想出来的。
So here David was forced to say.
大卫被逼无奈地说。
Of course, I'll go with you.
当然，我会跟你一起去。
I'll show you what I can do.
我要让你看看我能做的事情。
Some Bible scholars said David at this point, he really wanted to go.
有的圣经学者说大卫在这个时候他真的非常想要去。
So he wasn't forced to say this.
他并不是被迫地说这个话。
But most Bible scholars would agree.
但是更多的圣经学者他们是有同样的观点。
David was forced to say this because he couldn't do anything else.
大卫是被逼无奈说了这段话，因为他已经没有别的选择了。
You know, and King Achish was so happy.
这个亚基王太开心了。
He made David to be what?
他让大卫做什么呢？
His bodyguard.
做他的护卫长。
So imagine there are thousands of people on the battlefield.
我们要记得，这在战场上有上千的人。
David made.Again, he's very smart, right? He may think, oh, just on the battlefield, Achish won't see where I am, who I'm fighting with.
这大卫非常的聪明啊，他想，哇，这个战场上这么多人，亚基王一定顾不上看我在哪个位置。
But Achish made him to be his bodyguard.
但是亚基王却让他做了他的护卫长。
I don't know what David was thinking at that time.
我不知道大卫那个时候是怎么想的。
There's absolutely nowhere to hide.
我现在已经真的是无处躲藏。
He needs to be right next to Achish.
他就站在亚基王的旁边。
And remember,
要记得。
He is not, if he doesn't do what Achish wants him to do,
如果他不做亚基王让他做的话，
he could put his own people's life in danger.
他会使他的跟随他的人的性命置于危险之地。
But if he does do what Achish wants him to do,
如果他做亚基王让他做的事情的话，
and he goes out there with Achish and kill Israelites,
如果他跟亚基王出征，他去杀以色列人的话，
he will never become the king of Israel.
他就再也不是以色列人的王了。
He's shedding his own people's blood.Will take the kingship away from him.
因为当他流他自己百姓血的时候，他就再也不是以色列人的王了。
What does he do here?
他要怎么办呢？
What can he do here?
他还能做什么呢？
You know, David now has a greater responsibility than before.
我们知道大卫现在他有一个比以往更要重的一个责任。
He's not only taking care of himself.
他不是只管他自己了。
He has 600 men and their wives and kids to take care of.
他还有跟随他的600人以及他们的妻子、他们的孩子，他要负责任。
What can he do?
他要怎么办？
It looks like he's backed into a corner again.
好像我们看到他又被逼到了一个死角里面。
Now he can only move one step at a time.
他好像只能一步一步、一点一点往前走。
But you will see something very interesting.
但是你会看到一件非常有意思的事情。
We're not going to read it.
我们今天读不了。
But later on in chapter 29 and 30, you will see.
但是在撒母耳记二十九章和三十章里面，你会看到。
Somehow, miraculously, God saved David and his men from this trouble.
非常的神奇啊！神居然把大卫和跟随他的人从这个困境当中拯救出来。
That God, through very miraculous things, that King Achish himself told David, "Don't come with me."
这个非常有意思啊！居然到一个地步，这个亚基王亲自的跟大卫说：“你不要跟我一起出征，不要来。
”You know, brothers and sisters, we have to see this.
弟兄姐妹们，我们要看到这一点。
This world doesn't want you to go back to God.
这个世界它不想要让你回去再跟随主。
When you are in desperation,
当你在绝望里的时候，
When you want a quick solution to your pain,
当你好像为你自己的难处找到了一个解决的办法的时候，
When you go out into the world,
当你进到那个世界里面的时候，
The world doesn't want to let you go.
这个世界 他要把你抓住。
The world wants to keep you close.
这个世界他要紧紧地把你抓住。
Be right next to me.
这个世界就想让你待在那个里面。
But don't worry.
但是不要担心。
That God has enough grace and mercy.
神的恩典和怜悯是够我们用的。
That somehow miraculously, maybe it's years.
可能过了很多年。
Maybe it's month.
可能只过了几个月。
Maybe it's right before you die.
可能甚至在你在见主之前。
God will help you to come back.
神会帮助你再回转向他。
So in conclusion.
那我们来看结论呢？
Throughout this passage, what can we learn?
在这段经文里面，我们学到了什么呢？
What can we see?
我们看到了什么呢？
How can this help us in the walk with God?
当我们与神同行的时候，这段经文如何帮助我们呢？
I don't want to turn this into moral lessons.
我不是想要让大家只懂得一些道理。
I don't want to tell you, hey, look at David, he made a mistake. When you're in trouble, don't do that.
我不是想要告诉大家，哎，我们来看看大卫啊，他在这个绝望当中做出来什么样的决定，我们不要像他这样。
You know, hey, continue to pray.
我也不是要告诉大家啊，继续祷告吧。
And continue to bear with the troubles you have.
哎，继续来忍受你自己的苦难吧。
A lot of times we try to read the Bible and we try to find moral lessons on what to do, what not to do.
有的时候好像我们读圣经就是要来找我们应该做什么，我们又不应该要做什么。
Yes, that's good. Yes, you should go to the Bible and search for what to do, what not to do.
当然这是对的，我们应该在圣经里面看到神让我们做什么，与此同时神也不让我们做什么。
Yes, but let's not stop there.
但是我们不要就停在这儿了。
Most of the time, that's the problem with us.
这个很多时候这个就是我们的问题所在。
We look from the Bible on what to do and what not to do and we stop.
我们看到圣经里面我们该做什么我们不该做什么我们就停在这儿。
Yes, David was wrong in turning to the Philistines.
确实大卫他去到腓力士地这是一个错误的决定。
Yes, David was wrong for not having faith in God that God will finally save him.
确实大卫他对神没有信心他不觉得大卫他不觉得神会拯救他。
Yes, David's escape actually put them in greater danger.
那大卫这样的逃脱甚至把他和跟随他的人陷入到更大的困境里面。
Yes, all these are right.
这些都是对的。
Yeah, we shouldn't do these.
我们不要做这些事情。
But in our life, in reality,
但是在我们的生命里事实里面
often we do it.
我们经常就是这样。
Often we make mistakes.
我们经常会犯错误。
Often we lose faith.
我们经常会失去信心。
So if all we have learned from the Bible is to do and what not to do,
如果我们从读圣经里面学到的只不过是做或者是不做的话，
when we do the things that we're not supposed to do, then what happens?
那我们做了我们不该做的事情的时候，那怎么办呢？
We are afraid, oh God, don't punish me.
我们可能会心里面很害怕，主啊，愿你不要惩罚我。
We have a big sense of guilt.
我们有一个很大的负罪感。
And brothers and sisters, do you know that a lot of Christians, they don't come back to God because their guilt is overbearing?
我们知道有很多的弟兄姐妹，他们没有转向神，是因为他们心里面的负罪感。
They feel they're not good enough to come back to God anymore.
他们觉得我已经我不好了，我不配再到神的面前了。
I've done too much wrong.
我实在是做了太多错误的事情。
How can I come back to God?
我怎么能再回到神的面前呢？
Brothers and sisters, there's something more important for us to see.
主要，弟兄姐妹们，实在有一个很重要的事情我们要看到。
That God here is continuing to work in the midst of David's wrongs.
在大卫所做的这些错误的决定里面，我们看到神他不断在工作的手。
The land of Ziklag given back.To the tribe of Judah.
我们看到希格拉又再次的回到了犹大支派的手中。
The three groups of Gentiles that God wanted to wipe out now wiped out.
我们看到那三个外邦的族类，神要让他们赶尽灭绝的，已经被杀绝了。
Brothers and sisters, what's more important is for us to see how God is working.
弟兄姐妹们，我们更重要的是要在这里面看到神的工作。
Don't think just because you made a mistake that God will stop working.
不要觉得因为我犯了这样的错误，神他就停止了他的工作。
God's work will continue no matter what you do.
神的工作一定要持续，不论我们做什么。
You're not so important that you can stop God's work.
我们没有重要到的一个地步，让神的工作都要停下来。
Please don't think you're that important.
不要觉得自己那么重要。
That you can somehow change the way God do things.
你好像会改变神做工的法则。
God will never change.
神是永远都不改变。
He said he loves you.
神说他爱你。
That will never change.
这永远都不改变。
God loves you is not because you're so good.
神爱你不是因为你特别的好。
A lot of times we feel so guilty is because we feel that somehow we have a little bit of goodness in front of God.
我们有的时候觉得里面有负罪感，好像是因为觉得啊，我们里面其实在神面前还是有那么一点点好的。
And because of that little goodness, God is willing to bless me.
哦，因为我那一点点好，神他就要祝福我。
God is willing to lead me and guide me.
神会带领我，他一定会引领我。
Brothers and sisters, that's wrong.
弟兄姐妹们，这是不对的。
God wants to bless you because He is God.
神他要祝福你，因为他是神。
He is filled with loving kindness.
因为他里面满了恩惠和慈爱。
He loves you not because of how good you are.
他爱你不是因为你有多好。
He loves you not because how bad you are.
他爱你也不是因为你有多坏。
Do you understand?
大家明白吗？
His work will not stop.
他的工作是不会停止的。
His work in you will not stop.
他在你里面的工作是不会停止。
Remember in Psalm 23.
我们记得在诗篇二十三篇里面。
When David said,
当大卫说，
Through the valley of shadow of death,
在死荫的幽谷里面，
You are with me.
你与我同在。
Your staff, your rod, they all comfort me.
你的杖你的肝都安慰我。
Remember that?
记不记得？
Some people will interpret the valley of shadow of death to be the times when Saul was pursuing him.
有人当解释这个死荫的幽谷的时候，他们说这是当扫罗来追杀大卫的时候。
But you know, some Bible scholars think that this is also describing when David was in the land of the enemy.
但是也有圣经的学者说这个死荫的幽谷是说到大卫在非利士地的这一段时间。
That's the valley of shadow of death.
这就是在死荫的幽谷里面。
This is his spiritual death.
那是他灵里面的死。
But God is with him.
但是神与他同在。
His staff, his rod, all comfort him.
神的杖、神的肝都安慰了他。
Brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们。
What does finding rest in our Lord mean?
什么叫做在我们的主里面能够找到安息？
If it means that when I do good, God, the Lord, will care for me.
如果这个就代表的是当我做对的时候，神他就会祝福我。
When I do bad, the Lord doesn't like me anymore.
那当我做错事情的时候，神他就不喜欢我了。
There's no rest.
这就不是安息。
We're always looking behind. It's like, what did I do wrong this time?
我们好像一直在回头看，说，哎，我这次又哪里做错了？
What else did I do wrong?
我还有什么做错的地方？
What is finding rest?
什么是找到安息？
It's to know that God will never change.
是知道神他自己永远都不改变。
When God says He loves you,
当神说他爱你的时候，
He will love you till forevermore.
他会。永永远远的爱你。
That he is always there working.
他永远在你生命中做工。
Waiting for you to turn back to him.
他在等着你，等你向他回转。
That is true rest.
这个就是安息。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, I offer up these words to you.
主，我把这些话都在交还在你的手中。
May you help to change our hearts.
愿你帮助来改变我们的心。
May you help to know you more.
帮助我们更多的认识你。
To know how you work.
让我们知道你做工的法则。
To know how much you love us.
让我们知道你有多爱我们。
To know how much you are there willing to help us.
让我们知道你是何等的愿意帮助我们。
That even if we're in the greatest pain,
即使我们在极大的痛苦当中
，help to us to know,
帮助我们知道
，even if we make mistakes,
即使我们犯了错误
，you will never let us go.
主啊，你不会轻易的放走我们。
May your grace and mercy be with us.
愿你的恩典和怜悯与我们同在。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We're blessed to hear about God working through imperfect people.
我们实在很感恩能听到神在我们这样不完全的人生命里还工作。
Since that's the only kind of people he has to work with.
因为这也是唯一他可以做工的人。
And we're thankful to Jeff for his cliffhanger ending.
我们也非常感谢 Jeff 和他这个好像没有结束的这个结尾。
So now we can read three chapters by ourselves.
我们可以在接下来读后面的几篇的、这个几个章。
So our message time and our gathering here is done for today. We can proceed to Sunday class.
我们信息停在这，我们可以去主日学。